Okay, so get this. We're talking about building a roadmap to your dream life. Like not just wishing for it, but actually making it happen.
Making it real.
Yeah. And the stuff you gave me, these excerpts from this article, it's all about vision boards, spiritual evolution, even a little bit of NLP. It's like they knew exactly what we needed for this deep dive.
It really is like a toolkit.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you know, I tried the whole vision board thing once,
Oh, yeah.
but it was mostly travel destinations and shoes. This sounds way more in depth.
Yeah, a lot of people think a vision board is just pretty pictures. But what's cool is this source really emphasizes actionable steps. It's about looking ahead and saying, okay, where do I want to be? And then figuring out the choices you got to make to get there.
I like that. Starting right now.
Starting right now.
Okay, so let's say my vision is to finally land a new job, something more fulfilling, something I actually, wake up excited for.
I hear you.
How does this whole crystal ball thing that the article keeps mentioning, how does that actually help me make choices today?
So instead of just like a new job, your vision might include the specific company, the type of work you'd be doing, maybe even picture the office space. You know, suddenly it's not just this vague wish, it's a blueprint.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's
Oh,
getting specific.
exactly.
And the article talks about starting with purpose, right?
Yes,
But
definition.
not just something that sounds impressive on like a, a resume or something.
Right. It really stresses that your purpose has to resonate with you. Like deep down, if you're chasing someone else's definition of success, you're going to end up on the wrong road, no matter how fancy the car is.
Oh man, tell me about it.
Yeah.
I chose my college major based on what my parents thought was practical.
Oof. Yeah, I think we've all been there.
Huge mistake.
Yeah.
So how do I actually find a purpose that like truly lights my fire?
The article talks about identifying your core values.
Okay.
What's truly important to you, like at your core, let's say family is a core value. Your vision might prioritize things like work-life balance or a supportive work environment. But if freedom and adventure are higher up there, maybe your vision includes remote work or a career that involves travel, you know?
I'm getting it. So even if two people have the same goal, like let's say financial success,
Yeah.
their visions could look totally different based on their values.
Exactly. Because our values act like filters, you know, they shape the choices we make.
Right. So from values, we get into setting goals.
Yes, achievable goals. This is where the rubber meets the road. It's about breaking down those big dreams into smaller steps.
This is where I always get tripped up.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I want to write a novel, but then life gets in the way and it just feels overwhelming.
I get it. The article gives some good examples. Let's say you envision yourself as a published author,
Right.
right? Instead of focusing on the whole book at once, maybe your first goal is to just write for 30 minutes every day.
Okay.
Then it's finishing a chapter. Then maybe finding a writing group and so on.
That does sound less daunting, breaking it down like that.
It makes it feel more manageable.
So we've gone from big dreams to these concrete steps. But how do we actually make this vision, this blueprint, a reality?
This is where the vision activation technique comes in. And it might sound a little woo-woo at first.
Well, bring on the woo-woo. That's why we're here.
Right. So the article talks about using a relaxed state, like meditation,
Okay.
and vividly imagining your vision as if it's happening right now.
Got it.
It's not just daydreaming, though. You're engaging all your senses.
All the senses. So it's like I'm not just seeing myself in that new job. I'm smelling the coffee in the break room, feeling the chair I'm sitting in.
Exactly. The more senses you can bring in, the more real it becomes to your subconscious mind.
So I'm basically tricking my brain into thinking it's already happening.
In a way, yes.
And the article mentioned practicing this daily.
Consistency is key here. It's like building a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger that connection between your subconscious and your goals becomes.
So it's not just about creating this awesome vision board. It's about interacting with it regularly, like mental rehearsal for the life you want.
That's a great way to put it. And this is where the article brings up something super interesting, NLP.
Ooh, NLP. I've heard whispers about that. Is it like as mind-bending as it sounds?
Well, it does delve into the power of our minds to shape our reality, but it's not magic. It's more like a scientific approach to like rewiring your thinking patterns.
So instead of just wishing I was the kind of person who lands that amazing job, NLP helps me actually believe it on a deeper level.
Exactly. It's about aligning your internal world with those external goals.
Okay, that makes sense. We'll have to dive deeper into that later. But first, there's this idea of inner treasure that the article keeps mentioning.
Yes.
What is that exactly? And why is it so important for activating our vision?
Think of it like this. You have this incredible navigation system already built into you, your intuition. It's that gut feeling, that deep knowing within you that whispers which path feels most aligned.
Okay, I'm with you so far. But how do we actually listen to that inner voice?
Mm.
You know, especially when life gets noisy and it's hard to tell what's intuition and what's just anxiety.
Right.
That's the tricky part. The source suggests things like meditation and quiet reflection can help us tune in.
Creating space.
Yeah, exactly. It's about creating space for that inner wisdom to come through. It might come as a sudden insight or a feeling of peace or excitement about a certain direction.
So it's like learning to trust our own internal compass.
Yeah.
Even when the outside world's telling us to go a different way.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting, because the article connects this inner wisdom to something even bigger. Spiritual evolution.
Whoa, hold on. Spiritual evolution.
Mm-hmm.
How does creating a vision board tie into all of that?
It's about the journey, not just the destination. As you get clearer on your vision, you start to shed those limiting beliefs and behaviors that aren't serving you.
Okay.
You become more aligned with your authentic self. And that, according to a lot of spiritual traditions, is a key part of growth.
So it's not just about getting what we want. It's about becoming the best version of ourselves along the way.
You got it. And honestly, that's just scratching the surface. There's so much more to unpack about how this all works, from practical visualization techniques to the more subtle ways our subconscious can help or hinder us in achieving those goals.
Well, I'm definitely hooked.
Yeah.
You've piqued my curiosity. Let's dive into the nitty-gritty of these techniques. I'm ready to unlock that inner treasure and get my woo-woo on.
Let's do it. Okay, so let's talk about how to actually put this into practice.
Yeah, let's get practical.
The article mentions this technique that might seem really simple, but it's all about consistency. It says you got to get into a relaxed state, think like meditation or something,
mm-hmm.
and you vividly imagine yourself living your vision, like really living it.
Okay, this is where I usually get stuck. I can picture things, but it's like watching a movie, not actually being in it, you know?
I hear you. That's where the sensory details come in. So it's not enough to just see yourself in that new job. Think about, what does your office smell like? Is there music playing? Can you feel the fabric of your chair? Like, really try to get into those details.
Ah, so I'm like tricking my brain into thinking it's already happening.
Kinda, yeah. And by doing this every day, you're strengthening that neural pathway, making it more likely to happen in real life.
So it's like building a bridge between where I am now and where I want to be.
That's a great way to put it. Each visualization is like another plank in that bridge.
Okay, I like that. And speaking of bridging the gap, earlier we talked about NLP, and you said it was about rewiring thinking patterns. But how does that actually work?
So imagine your brain is like a computer. NLP is kind of like going into the code and rewriting the lines that aren't working for you anymore.
Okay.
So let's say you have this limiting belief that's like, I'm not good enough for that promotion,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. NLP helps you identify that belief and replace it with something more empowering. Like, I have the skills and experience to excel in that role.
So it's not just about positive thinking. It's about actively changing the script that's running in the background.
Exactly. And it uses different techniques, like anchoring positive emotions to certain actions, or even just using language in a way that shifts your perspective.
How so?
Like, for example, instead of saying, I have to go to work, you might say, I get to use my skills to contribute today.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's subtle, but it can make a big difference in how you feel about things.
Right. It's like choosing to focus on the opportunity instead of the obligation.
Exactly. And the more you practice these NLP techniques, the more those positive thought patterns become automatic. It's like upgrading your mental software.
I like that. Upgrading your mental software.
To support your vision.
It makes it feel less overwhelming. You know, like it's something we actually have control over.
Exactly. And it all comes back to that inner treasure, that intuition we were talking about earlier. The more we listen to that inner voice, the better we become at recognizing which thoughts and beliefs are truly serving us.
Okay. So it's like a feedback loop. We create a vision. We use techniques like visualization and NLP to align our minds with that vision.
Mm.
And then we tap into our intuition to make sure we're on the right track.
Exactly. It's a dynamic process, and it requires both conscious effort and a willingness to surrender to something bigger than ourselves.
That inner wisdom.
Yeah, that inner wisdom that knows what's truly best for us. And, you know, this reminds me of what the article said about spiritual evolution.
Oh, right. Can you say more about that?
Well, the source suggests that as we refine our vision and become more aligned with our true selves, we naturally evolve on a spiritual level.
So our vision is almost like a compass.
Yeah.
Guiding us towards a deeper understanding of ourselves.
That's a great way to put it. And as we evolve spiritually, our vision might also evolve, which is totally natural.
So it's not about rigidly sticking to a plan. It's about using our vision as a guiding light.
Exactly. It's about embracing the journey, knowing that the destination might change along the way.
Mm.
And the more we trust our inner wisdom, the more we can just relax into that process.
This is making me think about all those times I've tried to force things to happen.
Yeah.
And it never really worked out the way I thought it would.
It's almost like the universe has a better plan.
Maybe. So this whole visualization thing, is there any actual evidence that it works?
There's actually quite a bit of research out there on the power of visualization. Studies have shown that when athletes mentally rehearse their performance, they're actually activating the same neural pathways as if they were physically doing it.
Wow. So our brains don't necessarily know the difference between what's real and what's imagined?
Not always. And this is where the power of the subconscious mind comes in. By repeatedly visualizing our desired outcome, we're basically reprogramming our subconscious to believe it's possible.
So we're planting seeds.
Exactly. Planting seeds in that fertile ground of our subconscious.
And then watching them grow into reality.
I like that. And the more vividly we can imagine it, the more real it becomes to our subconscious. And the more likely we are to take those actions that will bring it to fruition.
This is all starting to click for me. But I do have one more question.
Go for it.
The article talks about aligning our actions with our vision. How do we make sure we're actually walking the walk? Not just talking the talk, you know?
That's such a good question. And it brings us back to setting those achievable goals and breaking down those big dreams into smaller steps. Remember, it's about taking consistent action, even if it's just one small step each day.
Okay, so it's not about making these huge overnight changes.
Right, it's about those small, sustainable shifts.
That we can actually stick with.
Exactly. And the article really emphasizes celebrating those small wins along the way.
Oh, I like that.
It's about acknowledging our progress and giving ourselves credit for the effort we're putting in.
It's like we're rewarding ourselves for staying on track.
Exactly. And remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
So true.
So don't get discouraged if you don't see results right away. Just keep taking those steps, keep visualizing, and trust that you're moving in the right direction.
I'm feeling really inspired by all of this. It feels like we've been given this whole new roadmap for creating a life we want.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the destination. It's about that transformative journey along the way.
Speaking of a journey, there's one more thing the article touched on that I wanted to bring up.
What's that?
Embracing the unexpected. You know, life rarely goes exactly according to plan.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we have to be flexible.
Definitely adaptable, willing to adjust course as needed.
And that's where that inner treasure comes in. It can help us navigate those detours.
Exactly. It's like having a built-in GPS for life.
And the more we trust it, the more confidently we can navigate those twists and turns.
I love that analogy. And remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about being present, being open to new possibilities, and being willing to learn and grow along the way.
This has been such an incredible deep dive. We've covered so much.
Yeah, we have.
From visualization to spiritual evolution to trusting our intuition. I feel like I have a whole new toolkit for creating a life that's not just successful, but also really fulfilling.
Me too. And I hope our listener is feeling the same way. Inspired to start crafting their own vision for the future.
One that's full of purpose and passion.
And a deep sense of alignment with their own unique path.
Well said. So before we wrap up, I want to make sure we leave our listener with some concrete takeaways. Like, what are some key steps they can start taking today to activate their vision?
Okay, so first things first, I would say get really clear on your core values. Like, what's truly important to you? What do you want your life to stand for?
Mm-hmm.
Once you have a solid understanding of your values, you can start crafting a vision that reflects those values. And remember, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be true to you.
Okay, that's a good starting point. What's next?
I would say start incorporating visualization into your daily routine. Find a quiet space, get comfortable, and spend even just a few minutes each day vividly imagining yourself living that vision. Engage all your senses and really allow yourself to feel what it would be like if that vision was your reality.
That's a great practice. And what about those limiting beliefs that might be holding us back? How can we start to reprogram those negative thoughts?
That's where NLP can be really helpful. There are tons of resources out there that can teach you specific NLP techniques, but one simple technique you can start using today is called affirmations.
Affirmations.
Yeah. Choose a positive statement that reflects the belief you want to cultivate. Like, for example, I am capable of achieving anything I set my mind to.
Okay.
And just repeat it to yourself several times a day. It might sound cheesy at first, but trust me, it can make a difference.
I love that. And what about tapping into that intuition we were talking about? Any tips for connecting with that inner wisdom?
Absolutely. Start a daily journaling practice. Spend a few minutes each day just writing down whatever comes to mind. Don't judge it. Just let it flow. You might be surprised at the insights and guidance that come up.
I think I'm going to try that. It sounds really powerful.
It is. And remember, be patient with yourself and trust the process. Creating a vision and bringing it to life is a journey, not a destination. There are going to be ups and downs along the way. But if you stay committed to your vision, keep nurturing it with positive energy and action, and trust your inner wisdom, you will eventually achieve the life you dream of.
Beautifully said. And I know our listeners are probably excited to embark on this journey, but before we send them off on their adventure, I have one last thought to leave them with.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Remember all the sensory details we were talking about earlier? Well, there's one sense we didn't mention: smell.
Yeah.
And it could be super powerful for bringing our visions to life.
Oh, yeah. Our sense of smell is so connected to our emotions and memories. It can really transport us to another place.
Exactly. So here's what I want our listener to do. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine your ideal day. What would it look like?
Yeah.
What would you be doing? Who would you be with? But here's the twist. What would it smell like? Really try to focus on that sense. What sense would be filling the air as you move through this perfect day? Because sometimes it's those small details that make the vision feel the most real.
That's a wonderful note to end on. It's a reminder that creating a vision is about engaging all of our senses. It's about bringing our dreams to life one vivid detail at a time.
And it's not just making it real in our minds. It's about making it real in the world, too.
Right, exactly. It's like that saying, energy flows where attention goes.
So true. So if we're constantly focusing on our vision, taking those small steps, it's more likely to manifest in our reality.
Exactly. It's about creating that momentum, that forward movement towards what we want.
I'm really feeling that sense of momentum now just from having this conversation. It's like all those pieces are starting to fall into place.
That's awesome. And you know, this is reminding me of something we haven't really touched on yet, but it's so important.
What's that?
Self-care. Like, we can't pour from an empty cup. We need to make sure we're taking care of ourselves mentally, emotionally, physically, so that we have the energy and resilience to actually pursue our vision.
Oh, that's such a good point.
Yeah.
I know I've definitely been guilty of burning myself out in the past, trying to do too much at once.
It happens to the best of us. But it's a reminder that sustainable change, sustainable growth, it takes time, and it takes kindness towards ourselves.
So true. So maybe one of those action steps we encourage our listener to take is to create a self-care routine, something that nourishes and replenishes them.
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It could be something as simple as taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, taking a long bath, whatever fills their cup.
I love that, filling our cup so that we can then pour into our vision, into our lives.
Exactly. And you know, this whole conversation has really got me thinking about the power of community too.
Oh, yeah.
Like surrounding ourselves with people who support us, who believe in us, who inspire us. That can make all the difference.
Totally. Because let's face it, this journey isn't always easy. There are going to be times when we doubt ourselves, when we feel like giving up.
For sure. And that's when having that support system, that cheer squad, can really help us stay on track.
It's like having a safety net, knowing that even if we fall, there are people there to catch us.
Exactly. And sometimes just talking things out, sharing our struggles and our triumphs, it can help us gain clarity. It can help us stay motivated.
And it can also help us stay accountable, which is huge.
Right. Because accountability is key.
Yeah.
Especially when we're trying to create big changes in our lives.
So maybe one of those final takeaways for our listener is to find their tribe, those people who will champion them, who will challenge them, and who will walk alongside them on this journey.
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, life is meant to be shared. And the journey is always better when we have people to share it with.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this incredible deep dive.
It has been quite a journey, hasn't it?
It has. But you know, I feel like we've just scratched the surface. There's so much more to explore, so much more to learn. And I'm excited to keep diving deeper, to keep uncovering those hidden treasures within myself, and to keep sharing those discoveries with our amazing listeners.
Me too. This has been such a fun and insightful conversation, and I'm grateful to you and to our listeners for joining us on this adventure.
And remember, this is just the beginning. The real magic happens when we take what we've learned and we start putting it into action. So go out there, create your vision, activate your dreams, and live a life that truly lights you up.
And don't forget to have fun along the way.
Until next time, keep dreaming big, keep exploring, and keep believing in the power of your own unique vision.
See you next time.